to begin. We are North Americans, and for those of you who still think we're from England, we're not, no. We put our planes and our trains till we think we might die. Far from North America, where the buildings are old and you might have lots of mimes. I hate the feeling when you're looking at me that way, 'cause we're North Americans. But if we act all shy, it'll make it okay. It makes it go away. Oh, I don't know, I don't know, oh, where to begin when we're North American. But in the end, make the same mistakes all over again.
That's it. That's all I had. I've lost it. I've lost all energy. I'm stitched up. I'm hurting.
Yes.
Can't believe you guys told my secret.
Well, it's open honesty here. You were attacked by
a
prostitute of questionable gender.
I should have learned from all those Vietnam vets that told me that the Saigon whores keep razor blades in their snatches.
And under their tongue.
And, well, I know now. So let's just...
And it's not a secret. I mean, you know, you're doing this on Main Street in broad daylight. The whole fucking town knows.
But why? I paid. I don't understand.
Well, that's for a judge to decide, I guess.
So Somewhere in the world, Papillon Suzu is laughing. If anybody out there is wondering who that is, that's the... Here's a bit of trivia for you. That's the actress who played Me So Horny. So there you go. Papillon Suzu.
Whatever happened to her?
You know what? Gilbert's been trying to get her for the podcast. I shit you not. Like, Gilbert, who is, like, at least the icon for me in the approach to our podcast. And he just every week, however he can...
He digs up the dredges of old Hollywood.
He somehow finds a way to bring up Papillon Suzu. So, I hope that we can get her before Gilbert's podcast. If we can get her,
we'll start working
on that. I'm going to find her.
Well, what do you think it's going to take? Like, you know, Ashiatsu back massage and I will fly her out here.
Yeah. A hot dog and a can of beans.
Can of beans and a six pack.
Oh, not even a six pack of 40.
Yeah, they don't drink hard anyway, Asians.
I will fly her out here and show her my Caucasian snake, and all will be on. We'll be good to go.
Welcome back.
Me So Horny! Welcome back!
Once again, he proves that he never learns his lesson.
Nope.
He's You're going to get cut up again.
It's all right. I've been cut up in worse ways, believe me.
So
I'd rather be cut up physically than emotionally.
Do you develop a resistance to VD after you've had it so many times, or is it just one of those?
I think no, you develop a resistance to whatever drugs that you're given to cure you. So you just have to keep upping the dosage and you know, stay hip to medical advances.
Well, we're glad you're well, John. We're glad you're back.
Yeah.
I just pour some 100-proof Smirnoff onto my cock. We're good to go.
It doesn't burn?
Drunken snake.
I feel nothing, inside or out.
It's just crusted over. It's like alligator skin on your dick.
Makes me look thicker, you know. Gives me added girth.
You have to take the petty egg that they have the commercials for. You take that.
I shave it down. I shave it down every once in a while.
You gotta clear the scaling.
So wait, when are we starting the show?
Oh no, we're
I thought we were just talking amongst friends.
Oh crap!
All right, hi everyone. Welcome to the Speakeasy Podcast.
Yes,
happy to have you back here.
Oh, some wonderful announcements this week. We are on iTunes now.
You know what?
Subscribe to us on iTunes. Yes.
I have to say thank you so much to our listeners who voted us. We had 100,000 votes. in actual numbers, I think it was in excess of 165.
It was a lot of people
that were, you know.
We got all of them from Vietnam. Votes.
Yes, ironically enough, I don't know what kind of computer software we use to hack that and pad the numbers. But
how big is your unknown family in Vietnam?
Oh boy, it's huge. I'm imagining. You know what? Actually, I could probably take over the country and go to the war.
Maybe we'll have Vietnam too.
Imagine a bunch of half Asians with John's voice and swagger walking around.
Hey guys,
hey.
Wearing cheap leather pants and.
Oh, we have a special guest this week.
We do. We do have a special guest.
Making two. We have appearance. Two.
Two. Yes, we do.
Ryan, you can move a little bit closer. Just pull the mic close. And
I'm there here. Special guest. It's
Ryan Tufts.
You can say hi. We won't bother you the rest of the night.
Hi.
All right. Jess. So there you go. I didn't want my audience to think I was lying. We have two friends in house tonight witnessing the...
just a disaster, a live
the fucking car wreck.
It's already been a train wreck, and it's only been 5 minutes.
Car meets train.
Boy. So, yeah, did anything good happen in the news this week? It was very slow news week.
Anything good? There's never anything
good.
Well,
I mean, like, anything worth making fun of. I saw a girl get pepper sprayed. That was funny. Yeah, she punched some dude at a protest.
I thought you were talking about your blind date, and literally she's now blind.
So wait, this was another female who was shocked because she punched someone and then got hit back or got attacked back, right?
Mm.
Yeah, took a nice blast of pepper spray in the face.
Shocking, isn't it?
And then as she's walking away, she goes, yeah, I deserve that.
Mm. At least she's honest.
I'm sure they spun that, though, so it was like, you know.
Oh, yeah, 15-year-old girl is sexual assaulted and pepper sprayed.
Right. Only clip they showed was like her getting pepper sprayed.
Wait, what, she had a Trump rally?
Oh, yeah. Oh, sure. They're always at a Trump rally. They have nothing better to do.
I want to hold a Trump rally right here.
We'll just have it. Yeah, we'll have it in the parking lot.
Right.
With the ghost of Nancy Reagan.
Yes.
I can't believe we killed Nancy.
We did kill Nancy.
You were here
that week, yeah.
Were you? Hold on. When I was here last.
I was shitting out of both ends. Remember, I couldn't make it. I was.
That's right.
Dying.
So I'm trying to put piece together the. Yeah.
And we talked about that.
My
last
fucking
week.
Life.
We talked about that last week. How, you know, we just had old Ronnie Boy on the show, and you know.
You must have eaten some of those bad brains.
I
only a dead man.
I
can
sampled
consume those.
Them because you know Ronnie was all about him. Like he made such a
he swore
mess
he
on the
swore
floor.
By them.
And he must have he called Nancy back. I guess
he
you
did.
Know?
He was tired of being all alone in the depths of hell.
What's the war
Nancy?
On-
I need you to wipe my ass.
What's the war on drugs gonna do now?
Lose.
I was lonely down here in hell. Bring back my little alien from Area 51 with her cabbage ass.
You know, when I lived, I don't know how truthful this is, but there were some old school folks that I met in South Florida that talked about the Air Force base that's in Homestead, Florida. It's actually not an Air Force base anymore. It's been there's still an airstrip there. And I guess when Nixon was in his retirement, and he was living in Florida. He actually owned a lot of property down there. And whenever his friends would come in, you know, like real tight buddies from, you know, the government years, he'd say, hey.
Kissinger.
Oh, yes. In the know, people.
Kissinger, yeah.
He would say, hey, we're going to go down to Homestead. I want to show you something. And he'd take him to the Air Force base. Decommissioned. It's now decommissioned. Right. But he'd take him down to Homestead, which is northwest Florida, like on the way down to the Keys, you head to the west. And there was a UFO. People say that Nixon loved to take people down there and show them. He'd get a few martinis in him or whatever.
Yeah, what was in those martinis, John?
that was the rap that Nixon loved to bring people down to the Air Force base and show them a UFO.
Henry, let's show them the Grayskins.
Yeah,
let's take this thing for a spin.
The only population more hated than the Jews, the Grayskins.
On the way up here, I thought I saw a Grayskin.
Really?
Yeah, we made a little pit stop to our local Cybra Incorporated. It's Arby's backwards. That's who they use.
That's good.
Cybra.
What was so strange about it was when we pulled up to the drive-thru, the kid working there was almost animatronic.
Oh.
So it was nice.
So it was like being at a Chuck E. Cheese?
Without
the black families beating the shit out of each other in front of their infant children.
An animatronic working at the Arby's.
Well, he was
motherfucker.
There was somebody that looked like an alien sitting inside. I saw him as I drove past. Remember, I said something. I was like, "There, I just saw an alien in there." It wasn't eating. Everybody at the table was eating except.
Was he reptilian? If he was reptilian, he'd be like probably better off than working.
He'd be running for president.
Right.
It was very triangular. It wasn't eating. It was.
He had no use for food. He metabolizes simple sugars by touching the skin of humans.
Oh, I love shiny beef. I love shiny beef.
Shiny
beef. Did you ever hold like a slice of meat under light and it looks like...
Oh, it gives it the rainbow color?
It looks like bubbles. Just that...
The rainbow.
Purple and pink sheen. Oh, there's a giant rainbow. Hey, anybody who lives in our area tonight when you go on Facebook... You're all going to see photos of the same motherfucking rainbow that everybody thinks they're the only ones who saw it. I personally, myself, have many photos of this double rainbow. But wow. When you go on Facebook tonight, you're all going to see. And I do believe it was leading directly to Speakeasy Studios.
Oh, where's
our
pot of gold?
Where's our pot of gold? Nowhere.
No, we get the gay end.
No, we got
the gold is
we
on
got
the,
a pot
wherever
of shit. Somebody left a pot, like, there's just
just a pile of shit.
An old spackle bucket filled with a log.
A dusty old gray log.
Oh, yeah, it's like old white dog shit.
Which is basically any trash receptacle in our studio. We just walk by, spit, and go, the next guy will change it. Like, we have beer cans. Like the Budweiser cans, whenever they change, we go, oh, wait a minute, that one on the bottom there, that's the summer can. Like the last summer can. We got to take the trash out. We should recycle empties. We build a whole new fucking wing to this place.
Probably. We'll rent the place next door.
I mean, I'm talking about empty Diet Pepsis, guys.
We could just use the
cans. No, we're
to
not.
Something.
No, yeah, we'll build the drum riser out
yeah,
of the
we
cans.
Yeah, we'll just build it out of cans. We've got enough of them.
So far, we're sponsored. But who are our sponsors?
Ourselves. Colt 45 malt liquor.
Maxi pads.
Yes, oh, yeah. Maxi pads. Because God knows with all that shitty coke we do that we need to have something to put in our nostrils.
You gotta
relentless nosebleed.
Yeah, you got to stop up the bleeding. You know, the maxi pads are great for that.
Yeah, and what do we have? Like, Chad's Bargain Basement Chicken Tenders, made of 10% chicken. 90% floor sweepings, full of protein, very good.
I'll tell you what, in all seriousness, but not really because we're never serious here, but did you hear about all the new research that says that basically wood shavings are in, like, everything that we love to eat?
Sure. It's filler.
Who fucking knew? I mean.
The FDA.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The FDA,
shame on them.
The FDA.
Upton Sinclair and...
The FDA has a cutoff for the amount of bugs that can safely be in food in order for it to be in parts per million.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like you can have like
a little duty here.
25 spiders in your ramen or whatever, and that's okay.
I put spiders in my ramen.
I was going to say, isn't that like a whole
That's
line?
Another nom trick you beef pick up chicken. from the veterans.
Beef chicken and spider.
You're right there.
John, no, I don't know what that was. That was a spider crawling out.
No, that's John's still recovering from his run-in with
Kitty.
Yeah,
definitely. I'm running a fever.
High-grade fever?
Oh, man.
He's got the shakes.
Jesus.
Yeah, what else happened?
I got the hippie. Give me a maraca. I'll entertain the crowd.
Anything else happen in the news? I didn't
there
see
wasn't,
too
there wasn't
I'll
really
tell you,
a
we're
lot.
Happening. Right here at Speakeasy Studios, live from Meriden, Connecticut.
New website. That gets a laugh. That's the biggest laugh you've gotten tonight.
I'm crying on the inside. www.speakeasyct.com.
Brand new website up and a brand new podcast website.
She's smelling my head.
Does it smell good?
She smells my head periodically throughout the day.
Put your pants back on, sir.
That's how she judges how clean I am. She smells my scalp.
It's better than smelling the ass of your jeans.
But did you ever, you know, interesting, interesting you should say. The oils, yeah. I mean, did you ever wake up and, like, I don't know, I'm sleeping alone lately, so I have a pillow here and a pillow there. Depending on which pillow I'm sniffing, I think I had a more aggressive sleep on one pillow than another. And like one pillow is like, oh, that's like maybe when I laid down, and that's like my nice coconut head and shoulders. Oh, but this pillow, that's like me having a nightmare about my ex-wife. Like, and it just stinks and it's just disgusting.
It's just you've been sweating into it.
Like out of my head, like all the fucking bad thoughts in my brain are just oozing out of my scalp.
Know, they say
it smells like cancer.
They say over the lifetime of a mattress, it gains like 10, 12 pounds of like mites from your body, like that just get absorbed in the mattress. Isn't that fucking gross?
Hold on. Run that by me again. Wait, we have bugs?
So when you get a mattress, when you first buy
other than the bugs in my pubic hair? Hold on a second.
There's more than the ones you can see, John. But yeah, they say it gains like 10 or 12 pounds by the time you go to throw it out. It just collects dust mites and skin mites and all that shit.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Oh,
that's gross.
Yeah.
That's why when you go to Savers, you feel like after like 20 minutes, it's like the inside of your nose is rotting.
Oh, yeah.
Mites and skin in the air and it starts getting your head out.
Listen, one time I had to do community service for a reason I won't, you know, bring
Hey, we've all been there,
now.
Brother.
Yeah.
Speaking of which... Hey, we got to stop off and pick up my letter on the way if you don't mind.
Sure thing. But so we ended up working at two places, but the second place was Salvation Army. And the manager there, we called her Half Rack because she only had like half a set of teeth in her face. And we were
As soon as you started that, I thought it was going to be like a breast cancer thing.
Oh, good one.
Wait, what month is it? Ah, never mind. Fuck them.
But we would get these like beds and couches and shit in, you know, like people would go to Salvation Army and they would drop off, like donate their couches and beds and shit. And we used to have to spray them with this shit that smelled like a combination of like rubbing alcohol and gasoline. And it was in like the, you know, the shit that you see pesticides in where you pump it comes out as a mist. We would just like spray the whole fucking thing down, like top to bottom with this shit.
Wow.
And it was supposed to kill like whatever. Like who the fuck goes into Salvation Army and is like, I'll take that crusty old couch from 1970.
Oh, yeah. Give me the one with extra semen stains.
Yeah.
I will say, though, Brian, that bitchin' Count Chocula shirt you have, the whatever five and dime you got that at, was well worth whatever is eating
Savers.
Your flesh right now.
That was Savers.
You know
I
would have
bought that off your back for whatever you asked, bugs and all.
I went into Savers a couple weeks ago, and I noticed they had like a little display with some like old video games in the front. And I've been like, this is some old ratty-ass Nintendo game. And they want like $15 for it.
Dude, that Super Nintendo that I was telling you I got at that job,
yeah.
I sat down last night and I was like, well, let me see if I can figure out NBA Jam and this and that. I'm like Googling the fuck what the buttons do and shit, trying to win.
Did you unlock Bill Clinton?
No, I did not. I was just I was having enough trouble winning as Hakeem Olajuwon and Robert Horry.
You got to play as the Knicks, Ewing and Starks. Olajuwon.
So I'm playing it, and I'm going, you know, and I've wiped this fucking console down and all the controllers, and I realized that I hadn't wiped the games down, and I go, oh, my God, that fucking cat piss stink is still permeated into the plastic.
Oh, yeah.
Of the, for anybody that is not aware of what I'm talking about, a buddy of mine does trash outs in foreclosed homes. So when we go in there, every now and then you'll find a little treasure. You know, take home at your own risk, but to the extent of, you know, what I take is usually, you know, pop culture stuff. We've got some old Newsweeks here with Richard Nixon.
Oh, yeah.
His impeachment. We've got some old Apollo 11 newspapers and whatnot, but I found a Super Nintendo and like 30 or 40 games, and it fucking works. I plugged it in at home, and I wiped everything down but the games, and then I realized when I was playing the other night, I go, oh, my fucking, my nose was burning.
It's heating up. The constant heating up.
But, oh, yeah, and there could be like mouse shit. Mouse shit in there that I missed or something. And it just, as I was sitting there playing, it just got fucking worse and worse. And I finally just, that and I couldn't beat a goddamn game to save my life. I don't know how we were so entertained by that shit back in the day. I think we're just so spoiled now.
Yeah.
Same thing with porn. Same thing with video games. Everything. So, like, I'm sitting there going, and I had, like, the first Madden game, and I'm going, oh, this is kind of like the playbook from Quarterback Club 98,
yeah.
But, oh, my God, the fucking graphics are painful, and it just, it was awful. Well, like, I mean, I hated every minute.
I don't know, I like all the
I still
games.
Like and playing the, cat, the old and games, the cat like, because, I mean, like, take a look at what we have right up here at the studio. We have, like, every Nintendo, Super Nintendo, Genesis game. We have access to, like, every PlayStation game you want. We just throw it up and play it.
But do you feel like that Super Nintendo missed the boat to the original? Like, because Tecmo Bowl, to me,
no,
blows.
Super Nintendo was good. Super Nintendo was a good thing.
I was going to say, it doesn't blow. It's the best. Like, Tecmo Bowl is the best.
Yeah.
But then two, I have like two and four on that system, and none of them fucking do anything for me. Anyway, enough about video games. I guess the point of that story was, you take shit out of a dirty house, and it's really fucking hard to get rid of the filth and the stink. And
don't let cats piss everywhere in your house.
Cats are the fucking worst. Ugh. Cat piss is the worst. Anybody? Anybody?
I don't have cats, and that's the reason.
Yeah. I don't ever want to own another cat.
Yeah, they stink.
I'll take a dog.
I can shovel up dead animals and all sorts of stuff from these homes, but the worst thing of all is tearing out the carpets.
Because I've done that.
Shit and the piss and all that stuff, when you're pulling up the carpet, the particles just go, and then it's in the air and it's just everywhere.
Yeah, because it never really dries.
And I'm like, oh, I don't have a respirator.
It never really dries.
Oh, well,
like in the
life is cruel.
In the carpet, it always stays wet, too. Like, people think that, like, when it feels dry on top, it's dry.
No, that's...
It gets trapped under there.
It's going to soak through that particle board.
Yeah,
it's
going to soak
through. But then it's going to go...
And even that rubber mat.
Yeah.
But it's going to go even lower than that. It's going to get under there, and if you have some lovely old hardwood, guess what?
It's ruined.
You pull that fucking carpet up, and
it's
still there.
Oh, yeah.
You can't get rid of that shit. That's why here, we just shit in a box.
Yeah. I mean, we're eventually going to upgrade to, like, an actual bucket. Because sometimes, you know, like, you go to lift it up and the bottom falls out.
Oh, there's nothing worse than when we...
Has anyone here ever shit in a bucket before?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think everybody shit in a bucket at least one time. Everybody shits in a bucket and everybody shits up against a tree.
Yep.
Those are two givens.
Upstate New York.
Did you ever shit in a toilet that wasn't connected?
Have I?
I don't know.
I don't think so. No.
One time, I was at the house that we were renovating, and I had to go, and the water was not connected in the house, so the toilet wouldn't flush.
Cynthia?
No. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Over there.
Oh no.
So I'm over there, and I like yard. it's like automatic. So I grabbed the Walmart bag, and there was the toilet that
hey,
we just
you
removed.
Walmart out of this.
There was a toilet that was removed and in the kitchen, so I took I lifted up the seat and I put the Walmart bag into the toilet, put the seat down, and I shit into a disconnected toilet into a Walmart bag.
Oh,
and
that's a great story.
It's like a toilet condom.
Oh, yeah, it was fucking...
Toilet condom.
I tied the bag up and threw it in the trash.
Did you ever see
a
toilet on the side of the road and get out of the car and shit in that toilet?
No.
Please tell me you have.
Well, maybe I have.
I like to shit on things that shouldn't be shat on.
Did you ever shit in the... Did you ever do the Upper Decker? Has anybody here ever done the Upper Decker?
I shit in a dryer once.
Oh, that's right. I remember that story.
In a dryer?
Yeah.
Was it an operational
dryer? It was at a house party, and I just decided it would be funny to take a shit in the dryer.
Oh, man.
Why not?
I feel like the Upper Decker was done so much in my college years that maybe that was where it originated for... Or I don't know how we started coming up with the genius of shitting somewhere where nobody will ever think to look until the chain breaks on the toilet. And you go, God, why can't we get this smell out of the... For anybody who doesn't know, but I'm assuming all of any of you who listen to our podcast will know, but I'm going to give you a refresher. An upper decker is where you lift the lid off the top of a toilet and you shit in the water in that part of the toilet.
Crap
in
the tank.
And then nobody fucking... figures it out. They're like, what is that goddamn smell? We can't, no matter how much fucking aerosol we're spraying in here, Glade.
Just a turd rising and falling.
Rising and falling.
Within 2 days.
2,000 fucking flushes later. The
thing is, wait, just, so
2,000 flushes poo.
Okay, now hold on. Hold on. If you do the upper decker, then say it's like a 2,000 flushes tablet. Instead of the blue water, do you get brown water?
I don't know. I never looked. But I... This is, hand to God, this is a true story. There was a place in Central Florida that my buddy and I used to go to. And it was like one of the only, it was a real podunk area, so it was the spot to go, but like the worst possible option for us as we were traveling. But we'd pass through, and every now and then the service was shitty. And one of my buddies made a habit of every time doing the upper decker, like shitting in the lid. And it got to the point where he'd see his old shit still hanging out and nobody had figured it out. And this bathroom was so fucking rancid, dude. It was the worst. It got to the point where it was like, stop doing that. Like, just, it's, you've made the point. It's past the point. Stop.
There was a bar in town. And
hold on, it gets better real quick. One of the last times we went there, we go into the bathroom, and the fucking lid to the toilet is duct taped on, like if they could have put concrete or something, like an effort was made, like somebody finally figured out that somebody was shitting in the top of the lid, saw all the shit that was in there, and said, never again, and went... fucking ballistic with the duct tape. Like,
oh my God. Oh, that's great.
It was, you were never going to get that. You were going to have to get a new toilet. If the chain broke to the flush, you were going to have to get a new fucking
just
toilet.
Just forget
there was,
it. Yeah.
That was it. That thing was sealed. Like, sarcophagus.
That's great.
So at a bar in town, that we've been to a few times.
I think I know.
Yeah. We know.
This guy he had just purchased the bar. And he was just getting everything set up, and everything was great. A guy comes in off the street, and he simply goes, oh, he asks for directions. He has a beer real quick, and he goes, oh, can I use your bathroom? He goes, oh, yeah, go ahead. So guy goes in, comes out a couple minutes later. Oh, see you later. Bye. And takes off. Next guy goes in the bathroom, comes back out, and comes up to the owner and goes, that dude that just left took a big old shit in the urinal.
Oh.
Like a blasting shit in the urinal.
Oh my God. And a chocolate dragon in the urinal.
Oh yeah. I don't know if it was a dragon. It was more like
like mud butt?
Yeah.
Oh. I would have just flushed it a few times.
I have a funny toilet.
There was
story.
Shit on the floor in Walmart today.
Did you look it up?
Absolutely not.
I think it was somebody
lick it up. That's what they wrote that about. Paul was like, lick it up.
You think it was like an old lady butt. Who like shit out of her adult Depends or something and it like went down her leg and...
Oh, yeah, like you ever see those videos on Live Leak where it'll be like a security camera and you'll see like some dude just like shit his pants
and
in the elevator.
Yeah.
Walk away, and then somebody walks by and they're like...
That's talent.
There was one where it was a kid took a dump in the supermarket aisle and then some motherfucker and it was the perfect guy to step in it. It was some fucking queer baiting sandals. And I didn't even feel bad for him because he had fucking Jesus sandals on. And he just like And you know his sandal got stuck, and then it slid a little, and he got some on his heel. You just saw this fucking guy. Get back to your yacht, you fucker. You piece of shit. You just stepped in some good for you.
Hey, so speaking of old people, so speaking of old people and shitting and toilets, I have a fairly funny story. So I'm outside one day out in the front of my place, and I live in a condo, and there's this ancient old woman who's like right across from me. And she pops her head out the door, and she's just going, "Yoo-hoo! Yoo-hoo!" And I'm like, what the fuck is this lady doing? Yoo-hoo! So I walk over to her, and I'm like, do you need help? Like, what's going on? And she's like, my toilet won't flush. There's something wrong with my toilet. So
call
I'm
maintenance,
like,
Eddie.
So I'm like, all right. It's probably the chain is broken or something. I'll help this lady out, right? So I walk in the house. Instantly, it just stinks of shit. So I go in the bathroom.
No good deed.
I go in the bathroom. This just gets better. And I shit you not. I go in the bathroom, and you know, like, when somebody wipes too aggressively and those little, like, shit particles, like, hit the back of the bowl, like, on the top of the seat, and they
just... Is that how they come?
And they just collect there, like, those little tiny, like, dry
specks
particles.
Specks of shit. I thought that was from diarrhea. That's diarrhea. That's not from wiping.
So there were some specks of that.
Eric and I know.
And there was one curly gray pube that was about 3 inches long.
Oh, yeah! There, right? Man.
The best thing is this woman had just taken
a shit. She'd been
growing
that since the 80s.
There was just this, like, soupy, loose shit in the toilet. Metamucil
dump.
Because she went... Because she went and she couldn't flush the toilet. So I'm like, oh, and I'm like covering my face and I'm just like, this is disgusting. So I go to flush it and it's like, sure enough, okay, the fucking chain, it must be. So I go and I lift the fucking top off the back to go, you know, see what's going on. And there's a fucking rubber duck floating in there and it's like gray and covered with like slime. Like it had been in there for like 25 years or whatever. And the fucking chain was connected to this rubber duck. And it was just floating there, like, disconnected.
Oh, no.
And I was just like, I can't help you now. I have to, like, go, and I have to go to Home Depot, and I just left.
At least you saw that. At least you saw that.
Oh, my God. But she shit in the toilet, and then was, like, leaning out the door going, yoo-hoo!
Oh, yeah. Oh, so there's no toilet paper in the...
No. Well, oh! I mean, it was just, she had just shit and then tried to flush, and then she asked for my help, so I went in, and it was, like, this...
But
90-year-old woman's foul Metamucil shit.
You're saying there was no toilet paper TP on top of the dookie.
Oh no, no, no.
Oh no.
Oh, it's
oh
on
she's
the
back of her robe now. Oh.
Old ladies keep shoehorns. You just scrape it off. Pull it up. Tap it off.
That's why shoehorns are so long.
Yeah.
So you don't have to reach too far. You know. They just flick. They just one flick. Just
flick it.
Man, there's a fucking business that went under. Shoehorns.
Yeah, does anybody have shoehorns anymore?
Poor motherfucker who has that patent. Well, he's long dead. Fuck him.
He's done.
Fuck that loser.
Yeah, what's your claim to fame?
He was rich. Well, you know what? He was probably rich as shit in his day. But he's dead now, and we're not. We got that going for us, guys. We're alive.
We
are alive and live right here, right now. Speakeasy Studios. Dot.
SpeakeasyCT.net.
Dot net. .net.
Nice job, John.
Eric's the fucking...
You gotta start writing this stuff down.
Eric's the multimedia specialist.
Yes. It's very true.
So. Yeah.
So.
Yeah, SpeakeasyCT. 25
minutes of shit talk and...
SpeakeasyCT.net.
It always goes there.
iTunes, we're on iTunes.
Oh, you know what? Hey, we've joined the big machine. We are on iTunes.
And we will be on Google Play Podcasts once that service launches. We're on Stitcher. We got the, you know, the live broadcast,
Jesus,
obviously.
If you...
We're just everywhere.
If you can't get enough of us yet, you will be soon because we're just coming at you from all fucking angles.
Someone will eventually listen to us.
I feel like right now we've got 65. How many zeros is that? Okay, yeah.
65.
I'm fucking lying to all of you all the time.
65,000 listeners.
You know, the funniest thing is when audio of this ends up in court, he goes, he's talking about putting Tampax in his nose because he does drugs.
I really would hope that this doesn't come back to bite you in court.
You know what?
How fucking funny would that be?
Yeah, John, you're a public figure now. You've got to be careful with your image.
Outlaw John Huss. John, outlaw Johnny Rocks.
Johnny Rock. Did you Three know X was, is very dangerous.
Did you know he was fucking prostitutes?
And then he got sliced with a razor blade. You have no fucking idea what I'm up against, people. You have no idea.
Well, I'm sure some people out there do.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, man. When we're done, I've got 3 emails from yesterday to show you guys.
Oh, boy.
Where
oh.
you're going to be like, wow.
Oh, cuckoo. Crack them out now. Let's cuckoo talk about bird. It on
there. Cuckoo bird. No, I'm
waiting. Here's a funny thing. Brian and I came up here on Wednesday to set up the drum mics.
Yeah.
And, I, you know, our boy Anthony Cumia.
Yeah, yeah.
Who's gone through some legal troubles as of late? Announced on Wednesday.
You can say of his own.
Yeah.
Yes, obviously. I'm
and then,
public enemy number one lately.
And he announced the other day he's going into rehab, so his show is done for the next month. So his subscribers are going to kind of get just guest hosts and stuff.
Is that a cop out, do you think? Or like a plea deal? Or
it,
is
it must be it must be something
huh.
to that effect.
He should have gotten one of those. Oh, where is it? Okay, I know where it is. Never mind.
John had a moment of panic. His whole face just changed. He went so white.
He's fearful.
He went white as a ghost. You think he just lost his dick or something?
Oh man!
Oh no! It popped off again.
It's like leave me. Leave me alone. So this guy is out of control.
Is that where she cut you?
His ex-wife keeps
women,
him in
her back men, grays. What next?
She only lets him wear it on weekdays.
Remember that when I had to keep it in my pants? Remember that short period of time where I had to keep it in my pants?
Yeah, that must have been hard.
Oh, that wasn't at all ever. Well, it was, but it had to stay in my pants.
Remember that short time they were giving notices to the elementary schools to kids to stay away from you?
When I was in elementary school. I was
never one of those pedophiles in elementary schools.
I mean, my, you know, those shorts that we wore when we were younger, they couldn't contain me. That's yeah, what Eric means.
Those
in elementary school, I'd be jogging. That fucking thing would be tripping kids in the lane next to me.
Yeah, those Bugle Boy shorts were just too short to keep it
Bugle
in.
Bugle Boy. Remember them fucking shirts? I didn't have one, but I remember feeling like maybe I was less of a person because I didn't have one of the color sensitive.
The color changing
You know,
shirts,
you could put
yeah.
your fucking hands on your friend. And I realize nowadays, like, who wants your pals touching you, changing your shirt color?
Well, it's the 90s were a different time.
Yeah, though. Everybody was fucking loose, I guess. Well, no, it was AIDS. Well, kids, I guess. Remember that fucking VHS tape that we all
the
had
one with
watch?
Magic Johnson?
With the
Arsenio Hall?
You can't get AIDS from sharing a peanut butter sandwich. That's all I fucking knew about AIDS for like 20 years. So, lo and behold, I get down to Miami and I start fucking all these skanks from Hialeah. And I'm going, well, as long as I don't eat a peanut butter sandwich with any of these broads, I'll be just fine. And then at some point I realized, hold on a second.
Yeah,
I should be more careful.
It's got nothing to do with peanut butter consumption.
During health class, during the AIDS thing, we had like the weirdest questions on the tests. Like, can you get AIDS the following way? Like, one of them was, like, it actually had an illustration of a chef cutting his finger. Like,
over your
over
salami
a salad,
sandwich?
Over, like, a salad. Can you get AIDS from eating a salad with blood on it?
Probably, right?
I don't know, but I don't want to find out. I don't even want to try.
Wait,
don't it really matter? Like, would you want to eat a salad
don't
covered
serve
in blood
that.
Anyway?
Don't serve that.
Blood vinaigrette. No, thank you.
I swear to God, though, for a million years, I thought, well, as long as I don't eat a peanut butter sandwich with an AIDS folk.
John, were you in your 20s at the time that you believed this?
The old AIDS folk.
I went to Catholic school, right? I don't know.
I did too. I spent a few years in Catholic school. I know the damage done.
I thought the peanut butter was, you know, the devil's tool to spread AIDS.
It was the devil's tool for bestiality.
That's a whole other topic. My goddamn dog don't eat peanut butter. It's a bummer.
boy.
But at least I know I won't get AIDS. So or that's spread why you it, always spread smell it to faintly pepper.
Of peanut butter, John. He places it under his balls.
I'm so fucking hairy that it's more trouble than it's worth.
Trying to get the peanut butter out of the out
next
of the
thing
ball
I know,
hair.
I'm like, Jesus Christ, I haven't had this. I even had this much peanut butter on my fucking balls since that hooker forgot to spit out her gum and it got stuck.
Oh, and this is why we have an explicit rating on iTunes.
Yes, they reviewed us and we have to be explicit.
We have an E.
Yes.
At least we still have our freedom.
Has anybody got any?
Oh,
what are we, 12 in a club? Sneaking in, trying to get E.
We're going to a foam party after this.
Hey, first 50 heads get free towels.
Want some blow sticks, bro? Rolling hard, bro.
That was a good one. The hooker and the bubble gum. I have to write that down.
Yeah, somehow she managed to blow a bubble with the gum while sucking your cock, too. That's the amazing part, you know? She's a multitasker.
Peppy on Suzu. She's so horny.
We got to see if what it takes to get her here.
Oh, man, if we could get her before Gilbert, that'd be awesome. Then I could... I think we should reach out to... What? All right, it smells good.
Stop smelling your underwear. They stink.
I get off on my own smell.
You know, it's so funny you bring that up. I farted today at work, and I just...
You got hungry, didn't you? You smelled it, you're like, oh, I need to eat.
That has happened.
Oh, yeah.
But today was just like, I'm not moving. There's nobody around. I don't have to fucking, you know, crop dust this, you know, spread it out. I'm going to just enjoy my ambiance right now. And I just sat in my hot, steamy fart. And I thought of you guys. I thought of talking about it tonight. Thank you for bringing me there. Because literally, it was the highlight of my day to that point. Sitting in my hot stink and just going, that's good. That is good. You gotta put picture that on the website.
No, we can't put it on the website because it's so fucking ridiculous. But if you want to pass that around,
Eric,
our furry photo of the week.
Is he pissing on his own costume?
It's on the wall. It's all over the wall and on himself.
I'm trying to figure out where the urine stream is going.
It looks like it's going everywhere.
It's all over his chest. Okay, there's Eric just hit me to this photo of a guy in a furry outfit. It's a fox.
Is it a fox or a wolf?
Or a wolf.
One of the best pictures I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, because you can't quite figure out where
all over the walls.
This guy
is just holding us hard dick and pissing everywhere.
Yeah, and another you just and here we are trying to like do math. Trying to figure out, well, at this angle, he shouldn't be pissing on his chest and the wall.
He's pissing back and to the left.
Back and to the left. Back and to the left.
I want to be known as the Perry Mason of piss photos on the internet.
So, speaking of a furry piss party. That's what that is.
It appears to be as such.
Yeah, you gotta see the photo when Ryan's done.
So dig this. So speaking of back and to the left. there's a little known comedian.
Jesus Christ.
Which Brian just got it.
I'm just getting it now.
It's like that game Telephone. Only you're all gonna know the answer when it gets
what
to you.
In God's name.
Did any of you guys ever give the you know, the game Telephone where you get a clue and then you tell the person next to you, you know, what they're supposed to pass on? I was always the guy to make it purple donkey elephant or some fucking bullshit.
You would just fuck it up.
Oh, I would just, that was my thing. And then.
And prove the teacher's point, you know, like that it's going to change.
I never once passed on the honest clue. Never once. Anybody?
I always thought the game was stupid.
Oh, I thought it was the most fun of the day because you got to fuck shit up.
I would always fuck it up, too. Yeah.
Of course.
I always just change one word.
I would always be really excited when it wasn't what I said and it got down the end. And I'd go, that's going to be my friend. That's the person I want to hang out with who fucked this shit up also. So, a little-known comedian by the name of Von Meter. We're talking about Back and to the Left, JFK. This guy's career was entirely based on his impersonation of JFK. And as of November 22nd, is that Taco Bell?
No.
Oh.
It's Android Burger.
Oh, man, my dick got hard. I thought it was T-Bell. So this comedian, Von Meter, his whole gig was impersonating John F. Kennedy, and his fucking career, literally, when Kennedy's head exploded, November 22nd, 1963, he was done. You never saw this
guy
ever again.
No creativity. He should have done the makeup. Zombie Kennedy.
I don't think that shit would have flown back then. But
it would have gone. He would have been opening for Dice.
But anybody out there who's interested in that sort of Americana, Von Meter, literally he was huge. He was in Vegas. He had a residency. His whole bag was his spot on JFK. JFK gets his fucking head shot off, and this guy never works again. Except I think he's a greeter at the Walmart I worked at now. As a matter of fact.
Oh boy.
That could be that. Could that be the same Von Meter?
Maybe.
I think it might be.
You know what?
I'm going to have him autograph my album.
Real cheesy when comedians, like, especially like in the 80s, when they would be like, oh, I'm going to do an impression now. And then they'd turn around, like turn their back to the crowd, and then turn around
and turn
so
back.
Fucking
yeah.
Corny.
Come back what? And do it.
Now I'm going to do.
Fuck convulsion!
I agree. Thank you, Sheiky Baby.
Convulsion!
I had no idea where It's Only Smells came from.
You found out?
I didn't know it was Rocco.
Yeah, it was Rocco.
I had no fucking idea. I've known of Rocco for so many years. And
he's a legend.
So I finally, I literally was disappointed in myself when I was like, wait, what's
Yeah, because that was on E-Fucked.
But maybe I forgot or it just got shuffled in my sick data bank, but I was looking for a really awesome shirt last night, and I was torn between It's Only Smells.
That's on a shirt?
Oh, yeah, totally.
It says it real
Yeah, yeah, Keep Calm and It's Only Smells or something like that. But it was either that one or it was a great white shark in a suit and tie, and it said, it's great to be white.
All the great ones are white.
And I was so torn between that and It's Only Smells. Eric, explain It's Only Smells.
Oh, well, the phenomenal Italian porn star Rocco, he did a video where he was fucking a girl in the ass, and he wound up with a little poo on the tip. He then proceeded to tell the girl that it's clean and it's only smell.
Yeah, so
it
put
only
it in
smells.
Your mouth.
So,
put it in your mouth.
And
it's
she,
only smells.
And she sucked his dick with poo on it. That's harsh.
It's only smells.
He's so calm and gentle. He's like he's so
Are we still
he like he,
music?
No.
Okay.
Right. Well, it's only her shit, you know. She'll be fine.
It's only smells. It's okay. It's only smells.
She was so charmed by him that she just went along.
He is a charming fellow. He really is.
We should get him on this show.
I wonder
what's his name, Rocco Siffredi or something. Yeah.
Yeah. He's a hero. Hero to everyone.
Man, oh man. So there you go. It's Only Smells. We need a tagline. Let's come up with a tagline. Well, tagline? Not now, but we have to think of one.
Yeah. I don't want to think right now.
Yeah, no. No.
No thinking.
Thoughts is dangerous.
Uh oh, Brian's phone is interfering with the show.
No, I'm trying to look
burlap.
Up things. I'm trying to look up some news.
It's, yeah, I'm hearing a click through your microphone.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's not shielded.
I'm sorry.
Oh, you were hearing it?
Yeah. You know, remember, like, it sounds like an old, like, the old shit cell phones when, like, someone would be around and all of a sudden you'd hear it in your car speakers, like,
yeah. All right, I'll keep it away from the old mic then.
Anything good in the news? Anything?
Well,
that's what I'm looking for now.
Oddly enough, I opened up to a post opinion, The Cult of Reagan.
Yes.
The GOPers need some new lines. Gone but not forgotten, American flags frame the Gipper at a past gathering of Conservative Political Action Conference in Washington, D.C. So basically people are saying that Reagan is like the mecca. Like people look at him and it's like, well, we need Ronald Reagan. We want Reagan. I don't want to talk. Fuck this. No, I don't want to talk about politics. Zombie Reagan.
Donald Trump for president.
Zombie Reagan. Hold on. Open. Somebody get the door. I'm going to go get Zombie Reagan.
Hold on. Oh,
he's coming back. I want to know why Nancy had to die on the night that we were fucking talking to him. Like, why did he kill
Nancy? All right. Well, if he's coming in, you know he always tries to bite me, so I got to go take a piss. All
right.
So I'm gonna pop out with you. You go and let Zombie Reagan in. And
okay.
Fair enough.
And in the interim, I see here that a Los Angeles father has been charged with killing his son for being gay. I don't really know what else you could make of that.
I don't know how the three of us survived.
Yeah, my father used to beat me severely, but he never killed me. I mean, that's just going too far.
I once worked with a gay monkey.
Oh, Zombie Ronnie.
You did? Was it a rhesus monkey?
It was Bonzo.
Bonzo.
Ladies and gentlemen, Zombie Reagan.
Yes, welcome back, Zombie Reagan.
Good to be here.
I put the brains out for you, nice and fresh.
Wonderful.
Did you hear what the brains did to Brian's fucking intestines last time?
Man, he's not conditioned.
He is certainly not.
How do you eat that shit?
I'm dead.
Hey, next time, could you just sweep up, too? Do you mind? I mean, I know you're dead and all, but, like, you left...
I was a fucking president. What have you done?
You tell him, Zombie Reagan.
I masturbate several times a day.
So do I.
Do you ejaculate it when you're dead or
dust?
Dust. Okay. I always wonder.
Does that ever get in Nancy's eyes and blind her?
Gets in my eyes.
Oh, there's nothing worse than a self bukkake.
So
wouldn't you agree, Zombie Reagan?
So why did Nancy have to go?
Because I was lonely in hell.
What ring are you in? The seventh ring? Or
I don't know. The one with Michael Landon and Princess Diana.
Oh, you're deep.
I always knew that bitch was down there.
I'm.
Is Mother Teresa down there, too?
We just had lemon squares with her yesterday.
Okay, good. Because she definitely deserved to be down there. I always.
What does she think
so.
Of her sainthood being anointed, if you will? Or is that the proper word? Or canonized.
Mr. Reagan, do you think that's bullshit, too, that she's a fucking saint?
Yes. I should be a saint.
I agree.
Yes.
You should have been a saint before that.
We had a couple, two, three really good years under me, and then everything went to shit when I sold it to Japan.
Well, you're one of my favorite presidents because you actually flew. Oh, Zombie Reagan. I'm down on my knees for you, baby. I'll take that dust. Dig this. You, when you were of the living, flew into Daytona Beach. And you went to a NASCAR race, and you went up to the broadcast booth, and you were there for Richard Petty's 200th win. What do you think of the NASCAR crowd?
Bunch of stupid hillbillies, but they vote for me, so that's great.
I always knew you were smarter than people gave you credit for.
That wasn't exactly the answer I was looking for, Zombie Reagan, but, you know, at least you're honest. You're honest in death, I think.
Honesty is the best policy.
I actually like... Mr. Zombie Reagan here, because I fucking hate NASCAR too, so I'm glad to hear him say that. It was all a front. I knew it. Just a PR move, right?
Jeez.
Exactly.
For the PRs.
Yes.
Yes.
You tell us about walls. Tell us about...
I like a good wall. I'd like one right along the Mexican border.
But you had spoken of tearing down that wall during your presidency.
That's a different wall.
What was wrong with that wall?
It was separating whites from whites.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
It makes sense now. You're a brilliant man, Zombie Reagan.
Thank you. I know.
Do you feel like...
eyes over here. And stop looking at the brains.
Do you feel... Yes, he's looking at...
He's too distracted. He's not...
He's looking at me, not you, Brian. But that, I don't know. That's not a dig.
He doesn't have a good Jewish writer anymore, so he doesn't know how to respond.
Brian has a hat on, so he can't see through the hat.
Yeah. I have Ben Stein's father. he's got it. I've got an earpiece in.
What do you think of that shithead, too, Ben Stein? You never had him write for you, right?
No, he wrote for Nixon.
I knew that.
Yes.
I just didn't know if he wrote for you, too.
No, he had that awful show on Comedy Central, Win Ben Stein's Money.
Yeah. Did he even have any money?
But everybody knows.
No. You would,
that
and
you
can't
win that money.
You would definitely know if he had money, too.
I wasn't big into Ben Stein. I thought he was a dope. When I was president, he was filming Ferris Bueller. Fuck him.
That's right.
So,
that's right.
So before you indulge in your brains, real
yes,
quick,
yes.
Who's going to win? Who's going to be the next president?
Donald J. Trump.
All right.
Yes.
There you have it.
He's going to be the next me.
And what should his slogan be?
Make America Great Again.
Well, that is his slogan, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It works.
Did you tell him directly? Do you visit with Donald too, or just us here at Speak
Yes,
Easy?
When he's having night sweats, I visit him. he has very serious night tremors.
Don't we all? You need to come coddle me.
I will show up at night.
Please do. I need guidance, Zombie Reagan. Maybe then I can be the next president.
Yes.
Is there hope for me, Zombie
no.
Reagan? Oh, all right.
Zombie Reagan, thank
always
you very
honest,
much.
Always honest and candid. Thank you so much, Zombie Reagan.
Keep
it's
it
always
real.
A treat to have you.
Thank you
we
for
love
coming.
You so much.
It was a pleasure. Right. Thank you, gentlemen.
Go help yourself to the brains.
I will.
They're nice and fresh.
There's also some rancid Stouffer's in the bag there in the trash. Help yourself. It looks like brains.
Man, Eric always misses this.
God damn it.
You know,
yeah, he just tried to bite me.
I saw him give you the fucking bow on the way out.
No,
he fucking
I always respected Reagan.
No wonder he always.
I think
it.
You're.
Why does he go for you?
You know what? It's because you here. Always say that Nixon is your favorite president. So
oh
he
yeah,
really,
that might be a reason.
He really does not.
Yeah, he gets butthurt on that. You know,
poor guy. At least he's not alone now.
Hey, I put the jelly beans out too. Okay, you saw them. Good. All right.
Oh,
he's good.
Yeah.
He's
God,
happy.
He does make a fucking mess. What a
see.
Slob.
He uses the excuse that he's dead.
But he was good, Eric. You got to listen back, man. He was on.
I'm surprised nobody's given him a cameo on Walking Dead yet.
Yeah.
He's got the look for it.
Think how satisfying that would be
he's
to
been
see
dead.
Like,
he's
one,
been dead
one
for
one
a
those...
while. He is falling apart physically.
There are a lot of dead presidents. There are more dead presidents than there are living presidents.
Yeah.
Did anybody else notice that?
Thank you, John. Fucking rocket scientist over here.
Oh, well, you know. deductive reasoning. God damn it. 2 minutes to fill.
2 whole minutes. Well,
well
let's get a couple plugs
in. I
have
to piss so goddamn bad.
SpeakeasyCT.net if you want to check out our wonderful studio. We are currently tracking right now for, we're doing a 6-song album with Disease Party.
Yeah.
With Ryan and Brian. Going along very well. We were tracking drums last night, so look for that in the coming couple of months.
Yep, things are happening up here.
So speakeasyct.net if you want information on the studio, and if you want to listen to past episodes of the podcast, there's a site right on there for that. We are on iTunes. We will be on Google Play Podcast as soon as that service launches.
And, of
course, we are on
MixLR.
Stitcher, MixLR, which is what we're broadcasting live on right now. Podcast is usually going to get up on Sunday or Monday.
I get up on Sundays. Can you repeat that?
And we're going out with a whimper.
No, I literally, I did not hear 2 fucking words that you just said.
You're spacing out.
Hold on. So here's the deal. We're on iTunes under Speakeasy Podcast.
All right, we don't need to hear this again.
No, but no, literally. We want our listeners to subscribe every fucking possible place.
Of course.
Because that means, revenue?
Hopefully
can we get it? Is there a pizza delivery guy?
Not if we're
going to
spend the end of our shows begging for revenue.
Yeah. That's not how you get it.
Hey, oh, wow, we're hot. We don't need your business. Fuck you.
Hey, maybe next week.
Fuck yourselves.
Maybe next week we can find a couple prostitutes from the street and bring them in here and audition them for John.
Well, I still think we really should do the dating game
yeah.
thing.
Yeah,
we should do the dating game.
By then, I should be healed. I'm on.
Yeah, we
got to
let that jigsaw gimmick on your face.
Oh, we're running out of time. But next week, I promise you guys, I'm going to tell you a story that a Vietnam vet told me today about fucking Asian hookers or Vietnamese hookers.
All right, that's it for
difference.
Time. We'll
Thank
see you next
you.
Week.
Speak
Have a good
easy
one.
Podcast.
Good
Boom.
Night.